I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Hi, Deanna.
Hello.
I know that you asked me to pick you up a coffee on my way in.
I did.
And I didn't stop for coffee, but I did come in with a Starbucks cup.
Believe me, I'm eyeing it.
That looks you were like I came in with a coffee.
Can't do it.
And didn't get you one, but I promise this is from earlier. And I just, this is actually a green tea bag in here that I have put hot water in three times now. So
does it have anything to, like, speak of
it's
after?
Definitely not my decaf latte.
Okay. I feel better. I did eyeball it when you walked in. I was like, oh. But you would never do that. You always give me coffee.
Yeah. I often reuse my cup throughout the day. Look, I'm trying to reduce, reuse, recycle. It's a motto of mine.
Yes.
I think I made it up.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Right.
Right.
It's important. I mean, the earth.
The earth.
The earth.
The earth.
And what's so beautiful about the earth is that it delivers us treats like today.
Oh, my gosh. We have a young
15-year-old.
15-year-old scene-stealing little acting is – like, he's everything we watched of him.
Yeah.
He's just stealing the scene.
Yeah, he's adorable.
He's owning it. He's very funny.
He seems very authentic, too. He's just himself.
Right.
And to have that knowledge of who you are at such a young age is so cute.
I would totally, totally agree with that. It's like, you know, he's just unapologetically him.
Yeah. Well, let's get him in here.
I can't wait to meet him. OMFG!
Well, hello, JJ.
Hi. How we doing?
Oh, my gosh. It's so nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I like your place. It's a nice place.
Thank you.
There's a lot of yellows in here.
We decorated it ourselves.
Some great decoration. Very good.
I'm lying to you.
Okay, never mind. Then you did a bad job for not trying.
So picture this. Deanna and I are at a coffee shop.
Okay.
Having some coffee, gabbing like girls. We see former guest across the way, Matt McConkey. Who we beckon over, and he comes and he joins us, and he says to us, ladies, you have to have on the young gentleman who was in Other People, because he was fantastic.
Scene stealer.
Oh, my God.
He used the term scene stealer.
Scene stealer.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
So right then and there, we went to our computers. We shot off the email saying, please, can we get JJ on our show?
You got,
and you're here.
I'm going to cry.
And you're here.
I didn't, oh my, that I had no idea. I'm literally going to cry.
Oh.
That's insane. And you guys are amazing. I think you have some great podcasts, and I like your voices. And honestly, I thought your voices belonged to the opposite person, because I saw a photo of you guys, and I was trying to decipher.
Yeah.
And I was like, you must have that voice, and you must have that voice.
You are not the first person
that's
to
really
say that
funny.
To us.
I'm so astonished.
It's so funny. I wonder what that is.
You know what? I am actually understanding what it is as I'm hearing it with our voices with fresh ears right now.
Really?
I have, I think, a higher, squeakier voice. And I think you have a lower voice. And I think just size-wise, you're a petite. Is that what's happening?
I think it's
you can't.
Subliminal.
Okay. Yeah, right.
I think it's just something. I think we shouldn't, you know, look at it blatantly.
Let
I
it
think
be.
It's something emotional.
Mm.
Something's in there. But yeah, you guys should think about switching voices.
You know, if I could throw my voice, that would be, I think, like a superhero trick. I think that would be really fun.
We should look into that.
Yeah.
We can make iPhones. Why can't we do that?
Like in Beetlejuice. Amen. Did you ever see the movie Beetlejuice?
I have.
Oh, my God. Remember when he throws his voice and makes it come out of other people's mouths?
That was fun.
That would be the coolest ability.
We need to do that. It needs to happen.
Yeah.
Let's look into that.
Okay, great.
Let's write it down.
So JJ, you're here. You've manifested yourself into our bosoms. Well, that's weird. I meant like we're.
That's very.
Well, that sounded.
That's
odd.
An odd statement that could get you arrested.
Please don't, dear God. Last thing I need. Trump's president. Let me be.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we'll say.
Thank you.
When you're getting your arms taken. You're fine.
Trump's here.
I'll
let me be.
She didn't do it. Let's make that a T-shirt. Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
So you're here. You're with us.
Physically and emotionally.
Thank you.
Wow.
And I believe that Matt McConkey, who you don't know, it looks like, but that's fine. You will.
He's a big fan of yours.
Yeah.
I should know him.
You will. You'll go look him up at your leisure after this, after
oh,
hearing.
Oh, no. I should know him.
Get to know him.
Get
yes.
to know. That's what it meant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have coffee.
I think we should have coffee. He should be here. Can we snap our fingers? Can you guys do that?
I came here
so fast. Okay.
Right. We have to now manifest Matt McConkey
into
the studio.
Yeah, let's do that.
He, I believe, was a JJ growing up. I think he was you when he was little.
I see.
You know, when he was your age.
I like that you just accept that comment and you have, no questions. You're like,
I'm like, okay.
So
he's described himself living, and he lived in Ohio, and he was a little bit of a fish out of water with his individuality and his energy.
That's so insane.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I should meet more of me. If there's another one, then there must be more.
Well, you'll see how you're going to evolve, and he's fabulous. And
that's awesome.
He's like a perfect human being. So if that's your journey, then you'll
then
be
I'm
good.
Well, then I'm set.
Yeah, you're all set.
I'm good. I'm excited. Thank you.
So after you were booked for the show, we took to the computers again.
Yes.
This is what we're wont to do. And we just Googled and unearthed things about you.
Just dug it all up.
Which is fun. It's a lot of fun. And
which
especially
is scary, probably.
For someone who's 15, there is such a lot of video and article and, there's a lot out there about you. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
How did you get started in your journey?
Way, way back, you guys are going to be like, that was like a week ago. No, my sister did the Broadway touring production of Whistle Down the Wind, and I was in the audience, and I think I was 2, or I'm probably lying. I might have been 5. I was an age.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was an age, and I saw, and I was like singing, and I'm like, that's what I want to do. So then I went to D Musical Theater, and then it's all about my sister for some weird reason. My sister got into UCLA, and we went to UCLA for orientation, and I got to take an acting class, to which that acting class led me to an acting teacher who ran a stand-up comedy group for kids, and I got to tour with this woman who's named Joy Paul Jensen, very nice woman, and there I met my agent and manager and have been auditioning, and now I am here.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of – people
just,
did
it happened like that.
No, I liked it.
It took some time. I had to condense it. But
well, to me, what it felt like is like you went to a class, then you took a comedy class, and now you're a superstar.
Yeah.
Is that how it felt?
It's like I was born, and now I'm famous. That's kind of how it
went. Exactly. No, it's the Command Z, that statement. statement's not correct.
So what, we were just watching your hilarious episode of Glee. Or your,
thank you.
Yeah, the one with the, when you played the superintendent's nephew, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were performing the Beyoncé song, Baby Boy.
Lose My Breath.
Lose My Breath. Wait, is it Beyoncé still?
It was Destiny's Child.
Okay, same thing.
Same thing. Just a few extra women.
Right.
No one cares.
Oh, okay. Lose My Breath. Got it. God, it actually has some Baby Boy overtones in there in the way that the song
goes.
There
is, because now both
are
they're
playing
both
in my kind
head.
Of very,
well, they're
similar.
Very similar.
I say Baby Boy in it.
What do
baby
you say?
Baby Boy, make me lose my breath.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I got confused.
It's just because it's probably called Lose My Breath, but we think of it as Baby Boy, Lose My Breath.
Yeah, that's Baby Boy.
That's we're all talking about the same thing.
Right. Okay, I'm glad.
Great.
We're on the same page. Same page.
It's such an amazing scene, and you, kill it.
Thank you.
Kill it dead. Was that the biggest kind of thing you've done to date? Or, what have your big things been?
I think that was, a huge big thing for me. Since that show, I got to do, like being on Jesse, like first Disney Channel show for a kid is like, oh yeah, that was a big thing. And then like I got to do the series that we were talking about earlier for on ABC, and like that was a big thing. But this was like, this is a huge thing. So like to think that like my fam, or at least for me, some people might be like, I don't even know what that show is. But for me, that was my family's favorite show. We watch it every week. And then for me to be able to be on a part of such a show that helps so many people, especially in the LGBT community and people who were not in the community and like allies who are like football players who liked music and were able to express themselves. So like to be a part of such a cool show is like, oh, that's insane. So yeah, it was a really big thing for me as far as that.
Very that's cool. Awesome. And we read online you also do a lot of work with GLAAD.
Yeah.
How did you get started doing that?
I think they reached out to me a couple years ago just to, like, talk about, like, October Bullying Month and, like, wearing purple and, like, kind of, like, the symbol of what that meant. You're not just, like, putting on a purple shirt, but you're putting on a purple attitude. And really that means is just, like, expressing yourself and not being afraid to be yourself, but also helping other people be themselves and standing up for people and being people's allies, which I think is really cool.
I didn't realize that purple was that color. Did you?
Anti-bullying? I didn't, but we should because we've done enough with anti-bullying.
You should know.
We should know. You should know. It's good to know. The more you know.
Slap on the more you know.
The more you know.
Dun, dun.
Do you know Lizzie Velasquez? Do you know who that is?
I don't.
We had her on talk about anti-bullying, and she's amazing. Have you found yourself able to kind of connect with kids and say, you know, how to be an individual and how to help them through a bullying moment?
Yeah, like have I been able to like speak to them or like?
Yeah, have you had a moment with someone where you were able to kind of connect?
Yeah, I mean like people come up to me all the time, and especially because I'm a big advocate for, you know, children with disabilities. My brother has autism.
Okay.
And I'm just like insane. You know, my sister has Crohn's and colitis. So our family just really has had it. No, I mean, we've had it all. So, which means that I've been educated on a lot of things, which is really good. And so a lot of people come up to me and say, I have Tourette syndrome and I have a lot of issues with, I shout things sometimes and I don't mean to. People are judging me about it. So that happened one time when I was in Florida doing something. So yeah, I have had that opportunity. And people just need to learn how to accept others because we all have our issues and that you have issues too, and that we're all going through a really prominent time in our lives being a child and a teenager, and that that's not going to go. I mean, that will go away. Excuse me. That will go away.
Unfortunately, and like that. But
yeah,
yes.
Sometimes, you know, you'll wake up the next day and be like, where did those years go? And I spent those years being mean to another kid or not being myself. And, so just be yourself and don't be mean. And, yeah, just like, I don't know, like hit a wall. Don't hit a kid.
Yeah. No, it's true. Bullying is the kind of thing that I think the person who's done it and the person who's received it just feels so badly about. You know, it's the kind of thing that sticks with you forever. And those years, I think those middle school, high school years, emotionally in term, and it's like you may not have the hardest things on your plate, you know, during those years. It's like you may not have to deal with, you know, a mortgage and have to deal with somebody at work that you are vying for their position or whatever adult things that pile up that seem a lot harder to maybe deal with when you're in school and you're that age. You just are trying to figure out who you are, you know, and that in and of itself can be such a giant task, and it's an emotional task, and like
scary.
It is scary
for some kids, and some people don't always go about it the most positive way. You know what I mean? People who get into doing bad things, and it's really not okay. And I've met many people who I had no idea. Kids are doing crazy stuff nowadays.
Like, for instance?
Well, like staying out late, doing things like, you know what I mean? Things like that, like not being nice, bullying people and like ganging up on people, cyberbullying.
Yeah.
I mean, bullying is not the way it used to, you know what I mean? Bullying is not like, I don't know, in Heather's, in an 80s movie. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Which is an amazing film. It but that was amazing. Actually a really weird form of bullying. That was like killing people.
Right, that was bullying. Extra.
Yeah, that was a little bit extra.
Love that you love that movie.
Yeah, I love too. It, and I love, and I'm forgetting her name.
Winona Ryder.
Winona. I love her so much, and she's amazing in Stranger Things.
Oh my gosh, she's so good in that, which is funny because she got a lot of flack for it.
Why?
A lot of people did not like her performance in that, but I thought I liked it was her. Stellar.
I think people thought she did too much a little bit, but I bought it. I was in.
But I also think she was a little excited because she hasn't
done anything in a while.
Well, not that.
Like, as an actor, she was like,
well, I know
come
for,
back!
I know for me, it's like if I haven't done something in a while. But no, she hasn't ever done TV before, any form of TV.
Is that that's probably
that's
true?
That's probably true. Yeah.
So I think she was excited, you know, jump into a new endeavor and like get into it, and you could tell she was like, "I want to cry." Okay, well, you know what I mean. But I think she did a really great job. I think she was good.
Loved
I think
it.
She made me.
Did you ever see Reality Bites?
No.
I just felt like her character in Stranger Things was just Lelaina Pierce from Reality Bites. Kind of just like grew up. Stuff went wrong.
Mm.
She bottomed out a little bit. But it's the same level of crazy person, you know?
Right.
So to me, I was like, no, I'm wildly enjoying her performance here.
Yeah, well,
as
I think
a crazy
it was
person.
Just...
I like, yeah, I like
think
that
it was,
analysis.
I think she is a crazy person in it. I don't think Winona is. But also, I think it was just her desperation. Not necessarily that she's crazy, but that she... what made her crazy was her act of desperation. Mm-hmm. You know, losing a child, something well, that you live for, is insane.
Right. And when everyone thinks you're crazy, but you're not, and you know you're not, and, like, I think I identified as, like, a mama bear. I was like, you know your son's there. Go get him.
Right.
Go yeah. get him.
And that's what makes people have mental illnesses. We had the Stanford prison experiment.
Yeah.
Back in the hizow.
And that's right.
Which is a great experiment for anybody to watch. You should watch it. It won't bore you. It's very exciting. It's where we put we as in like my people. No, it's – well, I'm human. So, yeah, we humans.
We humans.
Put people, actors, in a fake prison in Stanford and had them play the guards and play them and made them feel like – and would pay them money. And like, okay, for 2 weeks I'll be in a jail or whatever, a week. And they actually went crazy and developed mental illnesses. And it's when you're told you have something, you know, that's becomes you sooner or later, which goes along with all this, with bullying. If you're told right. so many times that you're one way, it's very hard. Full circle.
Full
the
circle.
The more you know. But anyway, I think she did an awesome job, and I think she was so amazing.
She really was. She really was. It made me think of something else that I forgot.
I'm going to go down a different road and then
take
you'll
us.
Circle on back.
Take us.
Your youth at the end of the day with all your credits, your Glee, your Disney, your other people,
thank
you're
you.
Still a young man with
very
a
young.
Lot of knowledge bouncing
very
around
young.
In that noggin. Is there anything that you've noticed in the world that you live in with the other younger people
oof.
That's fresh? Mm. That maybe we can learn something from because we're always
important.
Looking to learn.
I'm going to throw a couple things at you today.
Thank
God.
Oh,
crazy.
Think,
and,
Jesus.
And some I've had to decipher myself. But as a child, I'm going to give it to you guys real deal.
Thank you. Yeah.
When people are excited nowadays, they say, I got so many W's.
Excuse me?
You're excused because that's insane. I would
what
be
are you, JJ,
it,
like, what are you talking it, about?
And then they say when they didn't do good that day, they say so many L's.
Oh, wins and losses.
Yes.
Okay.
So they say
okay.
so many wins, so many losses.
I've got so,
so
many
W's.
W's.
See, I've only taken L's. Maybe I need to look inside about that. But I've only taken an L. I haven't verbally taken a W.
I see.
So I'm happy to know. Like, I didn't know that was the phrase as
it's
well.
It's a phrase. That happens.
I feel like the fact that you put on this beautiful rose-colored blouse today.
That's a W.
You've got so many W's.
That's a W. There's a lot of W's.
That's happening. A W. I will yeah. take that as a dub.
Yeah. It is. And also, we have Snapchat. I'm just going to run through them. We have Snapchat.
Okay.
And on Snapchat, we have streaks. Do you know what that means?
No.
When streaks is like how many days
are
you've
you
been
saying streaks?
Streaks. Excuse my enunciation.
Like a
naked person running through a quad?
No.
No. Like a streak of purple through my hair?
No.
Nope.
No. But a streak is a line. I'll educate you guys. A streak is a line. Actually, I can't explain this any way besides the fact that it's like the amount of number of days you talk to someone.
Wait. Okay, so let's take it again. So what is a streak?
Okay, so my streak. So if I spoke to you for 5 days, our streak would be a 5-day streak.
Right.
Going back and forth in our
just
messages.
Yeah, just I've sent you a message that day, and you've sent me a message that day, whether it was a photo or a text. You sent it to me. I took a photo of you, and Snapchat counts it.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Do they like they tell you in
there's
the
a number on the line?
Shut up.
Next to their name, like 5 days, 10 days. Huh. A girl who I did Spider-Man with over the summer. We have a 113-day streak. We talk every day, and it's like insane. It's so cool because a form of communication brings you from someone across the world. But anyway, yeah. So that's a streak, and there's like streak lingo that you have to say to all your streaks. You have to send them like, hi, streaks, and you send it to all your streaks.
Stop it.
And I kept on getting this message from a bunch of people saying GM streaks and then GN streaks. And so then like a few, after like getting this so many times, I thought about sending a message back. I'm like, well, GM streaks, like I'll want to say that. So I was like, go my streaks, because I thought that's what I meant. Aww. And this young people, they yelled at me.
The young people yelled at you? Welcome to our
my
world.
Friends.
You didn't have it
my
right.
My friends. And they said, no, it's good morning.
Oh.
GM. And good night. And okay. I was laughed at, and right. It was really sad, and I almost
did you put
cry.
Your purple shirt on and say, like,
I
look,
did.
Guys.
That's what I sent back to them. I said, that's not okay. It seems like such a little deal, but they were, like, going to kick me. Kick and hit me.
They couldn't believe you didn't know.
No.
GM Street. And is something go along – okay, so can I just send you GM, or do I need
morning.
To – right, can I just send those two
well,
letters?
Well, like, when you just say streaks, it means you're sending it to all your streaks.
Okay.
All the people you have like 7 days in a row of talking with.
We're so close
so,
and yet so far.
So far, because I can't send anything to everyone. I do it at one time. Everybody gets it in one action, or is it to each and every streak?
Okay, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Break it down.
So streaks.
I got to look at my phone.
People have many. Are you on Snapchat though?
I am. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
But I still...
That wasn't meant to degrade
no,
you.
No, I felt you. I mean, I am, but I am. I have little babies. I probably don't have a streak. I have a one to you, one to me. We're done. I don't get into a streak with
got
anyone.
It. So you're just like a snapping and quit it kind of gal.
Yeah. Big
okay.
time.
At That's at what the I most. Always call her. I'm like, she's snapping it and quitting it.
Yeah, very true.
So hard.
So, okay, so a streak, so just... Get this. So let's say I talk to you for 5 days in a row.
And I hope we do. Okay.
What is our streak?
It's a 5-day streak.
Yeah. And I have, and let's say I have that with everybody. Maybe I have a 7-day streak with someone, an 8-day streak with someone. That concept makes sense. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sometimes if you want to keep that streak up, if you don't talk to someone for like a day, you'll lose that streak.
And
it'll
so the number
again.
Goes away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to keep that streak up. You want to keep on sending them a photo every day, right?
Right.
So sometimes when you don't have something customized to send to each person, you just say anything and say streaks. So like hold the water up and like take a photo with your water and say water streaks and send it to them and send it to all your streaks.
And you can – do you have – now this is a – I'm so sorry you have to feel
You're fine.
This question.
Don't even worry. Continue.
Really sorry. Sorry about this. Is there a reply all button in Snapchat?
No.
How do I give everybody one streak?
Okay, I want you to slide to the left. Slide.
Slide more to the left?
No, like, okay, slide that way. Slide, yeah. Now take a photo.
I have no room in my phone. Don't worry about it.
Here, press the arrow.
Here, there we go. There it is.
Okay, but you have to press the arrow.
Plus zero?
The arrow.
The arrow.
On the picture.
Okay, I got it. So I took a picture.
Press the arrow.
This guy.
This one?
The arrow.
Okay.
And now I want
to.
Hey,
when JJ yells at me.
I'm not.
Oh, my story?
No.
Nope.
Okay, press all of the buttons on your best friends list, like everybody's name. Just click on everybody.
Oh, That's so you're how you send activating it to everyone. Everyone at once.
Yeah.
And I can send. I'm going to send the streak to all these fools.
Press the bottom
how
right.
How do you like that?
Arrow.
They're all getting a streak. They're going to streak on my shirt.
And then press.
But I have Kim Kardashian. Is she going to get it? Like, if she doesn't know me.
She won't receive it.
But would she get it?
No.
Okay.
Well, would she, like, cognitively get it?
Actually, the shirt picture, I don't think she would get.
No, I don't think she would. But,
cognitively.
Oh. So, you know what? This is actually interesting because I don't think I knew who was following me and vice versa. To be really honest with you. Is Gisele Bündchen going to get my streak?
No.
No.
Do you have to? You have to follow each other back.
Yeah.
So it's lying. When I click that off, it's not real.
No, it'll say pending, but it's not. That's just like to get your
hopes up. I'm going
to
send it out. I'm going to say streaks.
Do it.
Well, I didn't say streaks, but it is gone.
All right. Well, we'll just assume. They'll assume.
So that's. We'll assume you made a horrible mistake.
That's what they do.
That was actually really important. Thank you for taking us through those beats because I needed that.
Well, and you know what is interesting is that feeling that you had when you thought GM meant one thing.
Yeah.
This is what you bring up is so important because for Deanna and I, that is a day in the life. You're scrolling Snapchat, mm-hmm. right? And there's just questions. Just questions that come
so
up.
So many questions.
And you don't know. You can make assumptions like you did.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did.
And be bold with
it. I make an assumption and then I conquer. And then I didn't conquer. And it was conquer. And it didn't work.
Okay. So today I was scrolling on the Instagram and I saw this posted by our former guest, official Sean Penn, Carolyn Goldfarb.
Woo-hoo.
But it was a regram from somebody, and it said, young Joe Biden could leave me on read at 4:30 and text at 8:47, and I would reply at 8:46. That doesn't make sense.
8:48, she
meant.
Means,
8:48. Yeah. But leave me on read.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
so you got this? Do you feel like you seem very confident?
I feel like this was like
But here's something that I feel like she and I both know what it means, but I guess leave me on read feels like, is that really a phrase that people are using?
It's literal. It's a literal statement. You left me on read.
Like read receipts.
Yes, exactly. When you read receipt.
Right. Yeah.
So like people get very upset, the youth do. When you don't respond and it says,
read.
Like, she read it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's
and
an
so
affront.
What they're saying is that they care for this Biden, Joe.
Who doesn't?
So much that even if he left them on read, even if he didn't respond for 4 hours and 48 minutes, they'd still respond.
So left me on read is a phrase. And I'm sorry that I'm saying read. I don't know why.
Don't even worry. We have so many words that we say differently twice.
Polish, polish. I mean, confusing.
I know. Well, one has a capitalized P.
That's true. Unless, you know, it's the a title. Like the Polish Mart.
I guess so.
Yeah. It's red, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we can say red or read.
Right. But it is red because it's happened.
Yeah. Well, in this case, you should say red. Because,
yeah.
But I'm saying like the word, there's a word that's
Thank
read.
You.
Yeah. I think you guys know that.
I mean, we do know some things, JJ.
I'm so sorry.
For the love of God.
I feel like I'm coming up so condescending. I'm just trying to educate America.
You're doing it.
Have you heard anyone say that's, I know it's.
I've had someone message me. You left me on read. Why? And I'm like, I'm in a meeting.
It is a thing.
And also, if you're really mad at someone, this is the final thing that I brought with me today. There's probably going to be more. They'll say, "I swear to God, Sarah's about to catch my fade."
Whoa.
And I was so confused.
JJ, I'm thrilled by Catch My Fade, and I don't know what it means. So let's try. Emily and I are going to take a stab at it.
Please
okay?
do.
Do you like that I'm like taking notes through this as if we're in class?
Okay, I love it. I'm a professor. No, yeah. Give me an idea because I don't officially know what it means, but I kind of do. So yeah.
Okay. So
wait, can you, is there context, more context?
Yeah. Like, listen, Sarah is annoying me so much right now. She's about to catch my fade.
Oh God. That threw me. I thought it meant one thing.
This is a physical quote from a friend of mine.
So what I, because she can, I, you got it?
Well, I think I have a guess.
Why don't you go?
I'm about to embarrass myself.
Yeah, look, that's what we do.
GN, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
You know when you have like, you're sending a text and the bubbles come up and then it disappears? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the three dots.
That's a good, cute. That's a good. That's a really, you, it has nothing. It's nothing not, to do with cute. Text message.
Okay. But I thought that was like the fade. No. Like she's just going to be like.
That's an amazing. I like that. I'd say that's an amazing guess, and I'm going to give you an A. Oh my for God, JJ. Assumption.
Okay, thank you.
I'll I'm going to try mine, and mine is not clever like okay. that. Like that's a real clever guess.
Yeah, it is. She did a really good job.
Look, I'm a thinker.
What can she say?
For me, catch my fade means like I am no longer even going to be a part of your life anymore. I'm fading out of existence for you.
Oh, that's really good.
You like that one?
I do. I actually like all your stuff. These are a lot nicer than okay. what my friend was going for. Like punching someone.
Oh.
And like, but I don't think she was actually going to punch. I have angry people in my life. No, that's a joke. They're done. No, I'm just kidding. But
catch my fade.
Catch my fade. So just think about it. Like she's about to catch my fade. Like I'm going to slap her and fade. I think that's what it means.
Well, but we're not take sure. You know what? Let's take it to – we don't
– Well, because she said that I'm going to knock right. her. But right. she didn't end up knocking her. No physical harassment was under my watch. But
thank you, Purple Shirts.
The statement was said.
Yeah.
Quoted by Melody Grady.
I mean, and up. I think like a fade could be like when I hit you, you're going to go out. You're going to fade.
Right. Oh.
Like TKO.
I guess it could be. But that's just one thing that – and I was so astonished. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, catch my fade. It's also kind of like – emotionally intimate.
Yeah.
Like, catch my fade. Like, do I want to catch your fade?
Right. Is it, it's like, do I need a vaccination for that?
Yeah. Who knows?
It's a lot.
It does, Urban Dictionary tells us, and we try not to go here, but in this case, we needed to. We like an organic sort of
for sure.
experience. But to be beaten up by another person, to catch,
so I was right.
catch their beat down.
It's, I was so what
that
right. is.
And there's memes that are available, you know, that sort of,
No. Well, they're inappropriate.
Oh, well, let's not use this.
Yeah, a lot of fade. We're going to skip those. But catch my fade.
Catch my fade.
I have a lot of bubbling anger inside of me. And I'm looking to give fade. I don't actually do anything to, like, can't give anyone my fade, but it's there. It's available. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've
never given someone my fade.
I have.
Really?
I have, you guys. Have
oh, too. My God. We just catched a whole – oh, I have two, but you tell me first. I just realized, okay. But no one my age.
Well, no, I mean, you know, I was in fourth grade, and I had to – this girl was spreading rumors about me, and I finally was like, we need to talk this out. We were on the playground. I was real short, which we already covered.
Yeah.
I'm real short. I had to stand on a balance beam, and I called her over, and I just bopped her in the face.
Oh, my – good for you.
I love that you got some leverage.
Let's get her a purple shirt, yeah?
Yeah. She needed it.
Oh, my gosh.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love that we started out with, like, anti-bullying, and now we're pro-violence. Yeah. Did I tell you when I had the fight with my sister Lauren's bully?
No.
In like eighth grade going to ninth?
I don't believe so.
I mean, this is the one fight I've gotten into, although I have many more inside of me. But this is the one I got into. She was picking on my sister, had been forever, Laura Corvetti. And she was tough, tough, tough girl. And my friend and I had gone to the movie theater, eighth grade into ninth. My sister's 3 years younger than me. So we're sitting there and all of a sudden popcorn's coming.
Oh.
And it's hitting us. And we're looking back like, what's that?
Yeah.
And then we leave the movie theater. She pretends to take a phone call at the payphone with her friends. And as we walk by, she goes, your sister's a loser and so are you.
Ooh.
And dem mind you, words. I know what she's done to my sister up to this point in terms of bullying. So I didn't even think. I just went up to her and I pushed her on really hard on the ground. And she went back and she went down really hard.
Oh, my God.
And then she had a look on her face, a rage that bubbled up. And she proceeded to kick my butt. And I ran away. I was like, because I had no other plan other than that.
So ready to just do that one thing. My threat, I think, would always be like, I'm not going to beat you up, but I can pay someone who will. So you might not want to do that.
That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, don't be afraid of me.
But be afraid.
But be afraid. But be very afraid. That there might be.
Someone's around
some
the
man.
Don't
somewhere.
Sleep at night.
Yeah. Which, well, I think is almost more like a question. Daunting. Who's coming?
It's scary.
We should probably take a quick break.
I agree.
And then we have a game to play with you.
Oh, so excited.
We'll be right back. OMFG! We're back with JJ.
What a great break.
Do you feel
is
refreshed?
There commercials that we're playing? Is that what I was hearing?
Well, let's hope so.
Okay.
God willing.
Okay, so we're going to play a little game with you.
Oh, I love games.
This is an oldie but a goodie.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. We haven't broken it out in a while.
That's right.
I feel like I've been harassing your tissue box throughout this entire experience.
If it's a comfort to you,
I
that's
literally
okay.
have like a thing where like I can't just like sit. I need to like be touching something.
I know.
Or,
I keep
like,
playing with this cord. It's probably not.
But sorry,
good.
Continue. I'm excited for this game.
Okay. So it's a game called Young or Old.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a toughie.
What a name.
So we've kind of combed through and compiled a little list of people that you have worked with.
Okay.
Oh.
In your past.
And I have to say whether they're young or old.
And we better get started, and you cannot think about it. This is
it's
gut.
Just,
I just have to say young or old?
Yeah. Yes. Natasha Lyonne.
Quick. I haven't worked with her, but I have. But quick. Not physically. She's young.
Thank you.
Kaylee Cuoco.
I haven't worked with her either, but she's young.
Amy Sedaris.
I have no idea.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Okay, so then old.
Okay.
Leah Remini.
Leah Remini?
Whatever.
She's a young.
Stop reading my read
youngie,
receipts.
Sorry.
Leah Remini is a youngie?
Like, emotionally, she's young.
Oh my God, I like that. Jeff Garland, you can come back.
Oh, he's a young soul.
Oh. What?
That was very deep for
he's
you.
He's a young soul. very young soul.
Molly Shannon.
Molly, she's very young, too. She was like a little kid. She's so nice, but so smart. Sorry, continue.
First of all, Emily, you said the name wrong for Remini, and now you're trying to make other names go funny because I'm the all. Oh, I am the only one who like messes up every single name in the world.
No, he called me out,
I
and
know.
Now I'm just giving him more flavor for each name.
Thank you. Like, I'm really bad at this game. Okay, sorry. Continue.
What? Who? Wait. Robert Downey Jr.
He's young.
Young? Oh, you're smart.
What am I trying to say? Like emotionally young or like physically?
Well, it's whatever. I mean, I love this concept of emotionally young. It's so
I
funny.
I feel like he's young at heart. Listen, I did a movie. I was in a movie. I was in his movie, but I didn't get to work with him. But
that's okay.
I just think that he's a young soul.
What movie is this?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You did Spider-Man?
Yeah, over the summer.
Is it out?
No, July 17, 2017.
Shut up!
It's a post-production.
You did Spider-Man?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thank you. I mean, it's a small part, but it was a really awesome experience.
Amazing. Is Spider-Man young or old?
Say it again?
Spider-Man.
Is he what?
Young or
oh,
old.
Oh, Tom Holland?
No, Spider-Man.
Oh, who is Spider-Man?
Just Spider-Man.
Yeah, like, Tom Holland plays Spider-Man.
I don't know who Tom Holland is, but Spider-Man.
Tom Holland plays Spider-Man now.
Forget about Tom Holland. And just Spider-Man.
He's young.
Okay, great.
What about Michael Keaton?
Young.
Oh. Wow. Okay. How about
Listen, I don't understand. Am I supposed to say
Zooey Deschanel?
Zooey Deschanel is young.
Well, I think we have it.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. Wait, what?
I love.
Was it
well, this
blatantly?
No, first of all, the concept of emotionally young is one that hasn't been explored enough.
Really? Because you can have a young soul and an old soul.
And yeah. I think that needs to be like uncovered more. Like, I love that you don't go by simple feelings of age, you're going by.
I mean, I know how
spirit.
Old these people are.
But they seem young to you.
Yeah. Some of them I've never worked with a day in my lifetime.
What about Winona Ryder?
Oh, Winona. Winona's just, but Winona is young.
Is she?
In my head. She's not old. You didn't name like Morgan Freeman, who is like an old soul, or like Whoopi Goldberg, who's an old soul, but a very young spirit.
Whoopi took a hit.
Why? What happened?
She just took a hit. Like a lot of people, like
current.
Yeah. I mean, she took a knock. I mean, she's probably the same age as Michael Keaton.
She just caught your fade.
She just caught fade.
Well, no, I didn't mean it in a bad way. And she'll say it herself. She's an old soul.
Right.
I feel like I know right. Whoopi. Raven Simone, old soul.
Okay, let's get Speaking to Raven. Speaking of.
Oh.
Is she your favorite person?
She's definitely one of them.
And have you met her?
No.
I love this. So you just I dream about
everybody on The View.
Okay.
I want to be on The View. Mm-hmm. Heck, I would probably like leave one of my children just to like be a member on The View. I'd give up my dog. My dog doesn't even want to live with me, to be honest. She was obsessed with my housekeeper who she stays with when I'm on vacation. But anyway, but besides that point, I love Raven Simone, anybody on The View. Raven especially, I appreciate her. She's very similar to my English teacher in the sense that they just say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. She does have an old soul, yeah. I love her.
Should we play that clip you found? Sure. I mean, I know we have the actual man here. Oh, okay.
Which one?
We were tickled by this.
You're in defense of Raven Simone.
Oh, with E.T.
Well, let the people hear it.
We have this game called In Defense Of, where you can defend anything that you think gets a bad rap.
I have one.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? I'm JJ Tota, and I'm in defense of Raven Simone. We need to take a setback. You're probably gonna need to sit down for this long thing. Yeah, she may have said that she's an American, not an African American, but if you think about it, Raven Simone is like that crazy aunt at Thanksgiving who just like says a little bit too much, but she says what everyone thinks. And I commend her for being so bold and so out there. People are so wrapped up in the fact that she's like so insane. Yeah, she's good insane. She is what your brain is thinking. You know what I mean? Like she is inside of your brain and she just says what everyone doesn't want to say. I might not know her, but in my dreams I do, and I have
been so good.
Oh my gosh, so thank good. You.
So you just Very are controversial. Passionate about Raven. Did you get a lot of comments?
I did.
About that?
When I meant, like, that's what you're thinking, like, that might not be what you're morally thinking is right, but you at least had that thought in your head. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I felt so passionate about Raven Simone because I feel like someone needs to stick up for this type of people. Maybe she needs to take a couple of seats. Heck, maybe she needs to take several seats. However,
I don't want her to take a seat. Do you?
But maybe she can take a seat for a couple of minutes and then come back up. But I just think that she speaks her mind, and I think it's great and that she supports the community, and that I feel like she is like stuck in this young woman's body, but she's really old.
So we found our old.
Yeah.
We didn't know who it was.
Well,
we didn't,
you guys
it wasn't on the list, but our old is
because
Raven
you guys are
Simone.
Young.
Thank you. Thank God. I didn't want to ask. I got scared.
No, but you are, because you wouldn't be doing this show.
If our spirit wasn't youthful.
No.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I think our spirit's trying really hard to be youthful. But, you know, as long as we're younger than Raven, we're doing all right.
Can I have your phone for a second? Can you unlock it for me?
What's happening?
Just take a quick look.
What's happening?
We do something called read the last five texts. I'm going to do it. We're going to see how it goes, and we're going to wrap.
Okay. Okay.
Emily and I will do a cold read.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
See. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
We won't do you dirty.
No, we're not going
to. I need to make sure that I. Okay, yeah. Yeah,
you're
you
good,
can.
You're good. You're good.
No, I'm just saying because someone's address is on one of them, but
we
just don't read their
we
address.
We won't do you dirty.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, I don't want to do this AT&T one. Okay. I do want to do that one.
Which one?
Okay.
What does it say? What does it say?
Hold on.
What is it?
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
This is not good stuff. What does it say?
This looks cute. This looks really cute. No?
Sorry. I can't see anything.
Oh.
Can you just say it?
Yeah. Here we go. Okay.
I'm scared.
So,
it's just embarrassing.
You are my everything. I am so deeply sorry for leaving you with such a mess. By the way, I'm JJ. I invaded your personal space, a space that has belonged to you, and that is unacceptable. I took advantage of you not being there. Uh-oh, this looks too heavy.
No, this was a monologue.
Oh, okay. For real?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. For my friend's acting class.
Okay, so let me skip to the bottom. I owe you so much, and I'm again so absolutely sorry for everything.
This is a monologue, Sunday night acting classes at ATLA.
It's all going to be good. This is part of growing up. You need to make mistakes to learn and decide what kind of people you want to surround yourself with and what kind of person you are going to become.
So true. I love you so much. Your phone is broken. Call me, please. I called you on many numbers.
I'm at school. What's up?
When do you come home? I want to surprise you.
I'll be home around 3.
Oh, shoot.
What?
You won't be home till 3?
Are you going to be home?
Nah.
For a cry face?
Why so late? Why so late?
I have math tutoring.
Math? Really? Who does that?
That's cute.
That wasn't a monologue. That was that part wasn't a monologue.
Right.
Right. We got that. If we did, we'd be like, rewrite that.
Oh, do you like this picture? I'm filming a video where I play my twin sister.
I do.
Oh, my
like
God.
That.
That's hilarious.
I really like that.
All right.
We did it.
We did it.
Can you give us your handles, JJ? Focus up. We're in the last 1 minute.
My Instagram is at TheJJToda. Twitter is at JJToda.
TOTAH.
YouTube is JJToda. We're actually, if you want to see if I can show them, you meet my twin sister, my fake twin sister.
I love it.
Which is coming soon.
Does she also have Crohn's and colitis?
No, no, no. This is my fake twin sister.
I know, I'm kidding.
Oh, that was a terrible joke.
Put your purple shirt on. Let's get out of here. This was really a pleasure. You're a delight. And thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
OMFG. Oh, well, you know, Matt McConkie was not wrong.
No, he was right.
He was absolutely right. And I hope JJ comes back and visits us again because he brought us a lot. You know, we learned more than we actually thought we were going to coming in. We learned a Snapchat streak. We learned that there's streak lingo. There's GM streak. There's GN streak. Just if you want to drop some good mornings and good nights to your peoples.
I saw that my niece has responded to my group streak.
Okay.
I don't know what she said. I saw it come in, but now I can't find it. But it happened.
Great.
Great.
And then catch my fade.
Yeah.
Which is good. Which is great.
And W's.
W's.
I mean, we had L's. We've had them for a long time. I mean, but catching W's is cute.
Yep.
I like that.
And he confirmed that leave me on red is an actual saying, which is great. And we received an email that I just want to read out loud.
Great.
From a lovely woman named Victoria. She says, hi, ladies. I just wanted to email and say your podcast gives me life. I listen every week without fail. I live in Oxford in the UK, and my old housemate was the one that told me about you guys. From listening to your podcast, I have been inspired and started my own bullet journal.
Yes.
Thanks, Elizabeth Lame, for the hot tip. Also, can Dahlia and Avra bring all my single friends to London for a UK edition? I need this in my life. It's such a great idea. Muchos love. Both from across the pond, Victoria.
I love you, Victoria.
I know. What a sweetheart. So please feel free to email us. We really do read them. We really do reply.
And where can they email us?
OMFG
Deanna Emily at gmail.com. I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And we're OMFG. Find us at OMFG Pod.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.